USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's five impeachment defense attorneys have left a little more than a week before his trial is set to begin. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier have unexpectedly quit the team. Sources say it was a mutual decision for both to leave. Josh Howard, a North Carolina attorney who was recently added, has also left. Johnny Glaser and Greg Harris from South Carolina are also no longer involved with the case. Sources say that the president wanted the attorneys to argue there was mass election fraud. The attorneys wanted to focus on the legality of convicting a president after he's left office. The attorneys had not yet been paid any advance fees, and a letter of intent was never signed. The former president has only a week to retain attorneys, as legal briefs are due, and the trial is set to begin only a few days after. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The more contagious variants of COVID-19 were identified in Maryland and in Arizona this week as the U.S. surpassed more than 26 million infections since the start of the pandemic. On Friday, the United States reported at least 166,000 new cases and 3,600 new deaths due to the virus. The variants have been found to spread more easily between people, but have not been found to cause a more severe illness. Initial evidence suggests the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine can be as effective against the variants as the original. On Thursday, a freezer at a Kaiser Permanente facility in Seattle failed suddenly. That prompted an overnight scramble to vaccinate as many people as possible before 5:30 in the morning, when the Moderna vaccines were set to expire. According to the Seattle Times, at least 2,300 vaccine doses were wasted, including 1,000 lost due to improper storage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The FBI announced that 2 bombs found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters were placed there the day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The agency's Washington, D.C. field office also increased the reward that it's offering for information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the pipe bombs from $75,000 to $100,000. Law enforcement discovered the bombs hidden near the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee during the insurrection on the nearby U.S. Capitol. The FBI released images and a video of a hooded suspect carrying a backpack. The FBI says if you have any information concerning these incidents, you can call their tip hotline at 1-800-CALL-FBI or submit tips at tips.fbi.gov. Looks like the Lions and the Rams are going to swap their quarterbacks. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The blockbuster deal will send longtime Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams. L.A. will send quarterback Jared Goff, 2 future first-round draft picks, and a third-round pick back to the Lions, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stafford was drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009, spending 12 seasons with the club. Goff was also a number 1 overall pick in 2016. He led the Rams to the Super Bowl in 2018, his third season in the league. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.